Beginning current daf, he starts to send the gimel. Begin on basic. Him to his master. Begin to the gemara. She even in peyreisa. Where he went ahead and the dayan himself mixed it with the other with the person's other peyres. So therefore he has to pay. So Tosfos Hikshar Ben Ephraim. Ben Ephraim asked, "What do you mean? It shouldn't be any more than the classic case of someone that metami actively someone else's tires. The tam berak and the gemara getting up in base and base as a metami. So make someone else's things. Tami by metami mixes in truma by menasuch or does nisuch. So b'shoygi patu does by mistake he's exempt. But not b'shoygi who here also the judge thought he had the right ruling. He was mistaken. Says Tosfos Bishlam of the Chizki. Understand when the Chizki dam hasam neisus but end up no gimel medalf echad shoygi bechad meisuch. I really make that in. Really, what he do by mistake with deliberately? You should be chayiv by matam. Amru b'shoygi patu. Why did they say when you by mistake, your potter is kadesh yediyo, so that we want people to admit because we don't want people to stumble on the laws of Tyre, to Tyre. So therefore, we say, okay, we'll let you off the hook. But for Gabba Chacham Balayra, regarding a sage, someone that's a ruler in Judaism, in lift mitam kadesh yediyo. Obviously, we're not going to exempt him so that he should notify because the chinam mechayvesli when you hold him liable, of course, moidele, of course he'll notify. So we can understand. But Rabbi Yechon on Dama Devar Tari Echashayim Bechem Meizid Pater Koin. Rabbi Yechon says the opposite. Really, Mikadin, everyone should be exempt. Umatam Amber because it has Gashen and Nika. Matam Amber Meizachai. Why they say we do Lebedug Mechayev Shlei Kolech Bechem Metam Tari Shol Chabed Ron. Everyone have the okay. I'm Pater. I'm going to do deliberately. Deliberately go ahead and make other people's tires tame. Vayim a Pater Nizik and say I'm exempt. So wait a second. Hachle Shaych Lechayev Mahay Taima. So here it's not applicable to make a person liable without reason because no judge would do such a thing. Now, me, however, Lamai, the Moki Bemeskon, according to what the Gemara comes out in the conclusion, that he actively did it. Okay, yes, Lachayim. Obviously, we can hold him liable, come on, like they're doing it deliberate. Because the Lamala Adam, why should a person, why should this judge go lethal, but leak them beyad to actively do it? So that's considered like a gross act of negligence. We'll consider him as Bemeskon. Now, Lamai, this really may cover, according to what the Gemara held in the beginning, even Balbai, is that the homeowner did it, it's difficult. Why should he be Chayim? So that's if you're someone to consider to become Mokon. Still, chashim kamei mezid, we do consider him as deliberate. So little chacham ledakti by rasa, because the sage should have been careful with his ruling. For later, and he should know shabbal bayis arv. The homan is going to mix it, and therefore it's considered like close to a deliberate violation, and therefore that's why we're going to hold him chay, even according to that opinion. Next says master begins the gemara. Ask rasha rasha. We learn from gezeres shava that we compare malchus to misa and tana malchus in the brisa. Says Tosfos Tam, it's a wonder because tikshul rava. We have to ask on rava me brisa the hacham and the brisa over here. Why? Because the common parakami says in the first paragraph of Yudim and Alv, the Malkus Tachas Misa Medes. Says, oh, you know why we'll compare Malkus to Misa? Because essentially it's the same thing. It's taking the place of death, is what Malkus says. And Valesli, Gezer Shavah de Rasha. He doesn't bring, like Abaya says, the Gezer Shavah of Rasha. But our Gemara clearly says, the Brisa says this. And the Chem Perakam of the Makkah. So the first Perakam of the Makkah is of Hayim and when you say, you know, people, Adam Zayman, they get Hazam done to them. Let's say it's three witnesses. Okay, we'll split up in thirds. We don't split up Makkahs in thirds. So Abayim says, you know how we know this? Asir Rasha Rasha. Because we compare Malkus and Misa. Just like Misa, you're not splitting up. Everyone's going to die. So too is Malkus. Rav Ami says, a different source. Being the Kasha Zama. Baleka. It's not going to be exactly like they tried to plot. What do you mean? Why didn't you just bring the same possibility like Abai? The Gzer Shabbat, a Brisa says, it's a Brisa. Boy, more of a Otto Stamada Shas prepare a comment. You think an anonymous Gemara in the first paragraph of Makkah is over there, Kabaya is like Abaya, Kabayin, Edom Zayman, the Rogan, that the Edom Zayman don't get executed at Shigomar Adin until you pass the verdict. Vamar, and the Gemara says, Chiv Malkus Minayin. How do you know Chiv Malkus? Asa Rasha Rasha. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara is not like Rava. Rava doesn't say the Gzer Shabbat. Says no. The Rabbi is like Gzer Shava, of course. Like Abraisa says over here, and as we brought different sources, the Rabbi holds like Gzer Shava. El Dahanach Mili Kamar Dulei Tzarch. He was just saying those places. You don't need to come onto the Gzer Shava. We know it from Svara, but yes, he would agree that there is such a Gzer Shava. But Miu Kasha, what's difficult is the particular Nairis. The Gemara Ksubis Avlam Heyman Alf Gabechiv Malkus Shoygigin. When someone's liable for Malkus, but he did it by mistake, where he's not going to end up getting Malkus because of that. We say he's still the Betum in the moment, still exempt from money. As we know, the halacha of Kimlim Rabbinay, since if you had done deliberately and you would have gotten the punishment, you'd be parted from the money because you can't get both. So too, even if you do by mistake. So come on, Abaya says, yes, how you know? Asa Rasha Rasha, nothing like Gzer Shava, comparing Malkus to Mammon, just like to Misa. Just like by Misa, you say Kimlim Rabbinay, so too by Malkus. But Rav Ami says, a different source, Asi Maka Maka. Now, why say Maka Maka? Say the Gzer Shava. I thought he holds the Gzer Shava. According to Bichlin, it's also difficult. Why does he say that you will be liable for payment when you only did the Chiv Malkus by mistake, that you're not going to get Malkus? What do you mean? Why doesn't he hold of this Gzeirah of Russia? Well, moreover, Bahu Pirka over there in the Pirka of Laman Zayin, Manav Kam, the Gemara says, Bahamahach Nafka, what we learn from here? Must Nafka learn from somewhere else, Kedei Rishasai. Mas the Gemara comes out with, what are you two Pesukim? Oh, Chada B'Misa Maman wants to tell you that when there's Misa and Maman, that you're part of the Maman. And Chada B'Malkas Maman, one is if you do Malkas and Maman, you're part of the Maman. I don't understand. Vahash Malkas Maman Lomali, why do we need a separate source for Malkas and Maman? Kra typically, Mgzeirah Shab, Jerash Rosh, don't you have a posse that compares Malkas to Misa? We can say it's the Rav Rabbi Yechanan, both of them, Loi Darshi Hasim Gzer Shabbat Derasha, you're right. Why not? I thought they hold the Gzer Shabbat. It's only Mishum the Loi Havi Begufa Malkus. That's not in the actual Malkus itself. In the actual Malkus, we compare it to Misa. But that's a lifted moment. That's only to exempt from money the Bahadi Malkus that comes with the Malkus. For Krad the Rasha and the Pasik of Rasha of the Gzer Shabbat Begufa Malkus, if that's in the actual Malkus itself, Bahim Bin Akhazer Rasha, in the actual heating of the Rasha. So for that, they don't hold the Gzer Shabbat will extend beyond that. I bought the Dadash Rava Maka Maka, Mishum the Gabbat Teshlumixib. That is in the context of payment. Maka Nevesh Behemi Yishal Menu, and therefore it's regarding payment. Therefore, that Gzeir Shabbat does hold of. Avalabaya, on the other hand, Dadash Gzeir Shabbat Dirashar Rasha, Bechamakam, he touches it no place, it's not only limited to the Gufa Malka itself. Now, Besugidahu Pirkin, the Sugi of that Pirkin, the Kedei Rishasai, regarding that you're only liable for the one and the singular wickedness, not for two things. Aliba de Rava Asya, that's going according to Rava. Because the truth is, Labaya, Lamalka Zamaman, Loy Tzarkra, you're right, you don't need a pasuk. The Ask Gzer Shabbat, the Rasha Rasha, you know from Gzer Shabbat, comparing Malkus to Misa. Umuki Chad Lemisa, Malkus Kremea, and so what's he going to do with the extra pasuk? I'll say one is teaching you for when you have Misa and Malkus together, that you'll only get, I mean, to tell you like the Halacha Remea that you won't get both, but you don't need a pasuk. For Mammon with Malkus. The next test master that we're going to do with the words of mahu. So what exactly is this case of making a mistake by adultery, which Pirsha Kondrash explains, meaning, because the Benayev, when it comes to adultery, like a toys leschos, simply there's no case of making a mistake for their acquittal regarding something that the Tzedukim not Maida regarding. Because only regarding Ritzicha, there are halachas that are not mafurish, but arayis is pretty basic. So it's a taste of attainment. It's a wonder because do ikam mili tuve. What I mean, there's many things. Okay, the pligi b'shili perikam the makas that we have machlekes in the end of the first perikam makas of zayin menaf. I mean, do we say b'menafin regarding adulterers? Atshiru derech menafin. Do they have to see them? Is it enough just to see that they're acting the ways of how adulterers usually act? Or atshiru kimekchol b'shavres. Do you have to actually see the insertion of the tube in the inserter? Or another thing, chaver by astra, does the Talmud Chacham need to have a warning? Or the keshiyat datsim lemisa, the person have to permit themselves, like open themselves up to say, yeah, I know I'm going to get killed. Or regarding the keshiyush and the aid of master, but do the two aid them themselves have to have given the warning? So as I said, if somebody says no, the question is, yesh benev in the f is dover. Do we have by regarding adultery something she ain't stukim moedim by something that the Sadducees don't agree to? His response was that while you're still engaged in the teaching that I told you that there is a difference if it's something that Tzedukim agree to something that Tzedukim don't agree to, ten leiv lahavin, then pay attention. What are the cases that they do agree to? What do they not agree to? And that's what the Gemara is explaining. What is such a case? But not like we don't think there's such a case. Of course, it can be such a case. This test matter begins the Gemara. Shatosh loikadarka. Oh, he made a mistake regarding if the intimacy is done in an unnatural way in shloikadarka. Pishur Kondras explains, meaning the lemefarash chiyuv behedya. That's something that's not explicit in the Torah. Delfina mimishke beisha, because we only learn it from a drasha of a plurality regarding the layings of a woman. Which are shtei mishkavas beisha, the two different ways of laying carnally with a woman. And bein etzukim maiden, and Sadducees don't agree to regard that. That's something that would apply for this halacha. So the states of kasha difficult because the b'davas and maiden is not true regarding this drasha. They actually do agree to. Can mucha perikam the hayus like it's obvious the gemara and the first paragraph is Abdal Manav the Mishmuli says in bez nechayoven the courts are not liable at sheir b'davar she'in the zduka maidba until they give a ruling for something that says zduka don't agree to, because if it's mafurish notari like we're saying in our sugya it's not going to be a din at all. Well, masav gemara the gemara says that what that mean them because b'chulu that we say in the normal way etc. Part of the gemara asks I have a mishkabi isha kisiv I says in the plural appears in other words that zduka maidba when zduka do agree with that because it's like almost like mafurish it's a plural that's a basic reading of the Bible.
So it is something that Tzedukah Mamayit. Sometimes we can say it's the Hacham Ayri. He was talking about Ra. Talking about that was just initial contact of the genital organs. The Amar, but that was in Bikidarka, in the normal way, I feel about Ra Asr. Yeah, that's even in just initial contact forbidden. Shaloi Kidarka, in an unnatural way, anally, that's what Bigmar be Asr. That's only they hold it tzedukim only if it's a full fledged act of intercourse that's forbidden. Roshori, but if it's just initial contact, it's gonna be permitted. I've avkav the parah chasam. Even though the Gemara asked over the ahi shenuya on that answer, become mokum. However, lefi amaskan the chasam, according to the Gemara's conclusion over there, it took mahush and roshapre. That answer works out well. Next time, Mata begins the Gemara. Echem min talmidim. One of the students that they're also included. What we're saying, hakol. Everyone could speak up. So the question is, if that's the case, damn, it's a wonder how I'm saying parakam. The Gemara says at the end of the first parakam, Yizamin Alf. The Omer in the Idea, if he says, I don't know, well, the Omer time, and then he tries to say another reasoning, literally, we don't listen to him. So it says, well, even if he's not like a valid source anymore, but it shouldn't be any less than the students. But Shem says, he says, no, the Hasim over there is Ba'imer time al-Khaiva. We're saying regarding, yeah, we don't listen to him anymore to say any point of liability. But Ba'imer time al-Khaiva, we're talking about to acquit, we listen. Like even the students, but for Chayva, that's what we're saying over there. That yeah, Tamidim would not listen to, and so too when he said in Yedea, that would say would the same thing would apply.